characteristics of Jezebel. And I said, God, what has this got to do with healing? What has this got to do with deliverance? He said, are you not aware? A lot of sicknesses, a lot of diseases are generated and produced by witchcraft. If you go to the city of Samaria in Acts chapter 8, you will see a whole city that was under the spell of a powerful demonic person called Simon. Amen. And this Simon dude had cast a spell on all the people of that land. And when Philip got there with the word of God, the Bible says that devils began to come out of many, crying out and shouting. And the Bible says many of the people in that city were paralyzed. Many people were lame because of the sorcery on their lives. Amen. But when Philip got there, preaching the name of the Lord Jesus and preaching the kingdom of God, that spell was broken. As this word goes out, every spell over this city of Durham, every spell, every enchantment over any person listening to this word is broken in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, there is redemption for the people of God. Say, there is no sorcery and there is no enchantment against my life. Hallelujah. In fact, let's go to Ecclesiastes 7 verse 26. Because you begin to realize that there is an evil personality that God reserved for judgment in Revelation 17 and 18 called Mystery Babylon. And the prototype of that demonic person is called Jezebel. Jezebel was a human counterpart of this evil personality. Amen. Whatever is achieved in heaven must be accomplished on the earth for it to have an lasting impact. I hope you understand that. And whatever heaven decrees, somebody on earth has to carry it out, both for the good and for the bad. But I want you and I to quickly look at a few scriptures concerning this, and then we'll see what God will do today. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7, and I want to start from verse 25. I applied my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. This guy is interesting. And verse 26, we must understand that the person writing this is Brother Solomon. Solomon is one person that God allowed part of his wisdom to invade his mind and heart. In fact, Solomon said, grant me wisdom and knowledge. And God gave it to him. And the Bible said there was no person as wise as our brother Solomon. And Jesus Christ compared his ministry even to Solomon and said that there was no one as wise as Solomon, but a greater than Solomon is here. So even Jesus Christ appreciated the ministry of this man. So whenever this man releases a revelation, a guy spoke about 3,000 proverbs and sang songs, spoke about birds and trees. He was a botanist, an agriculturalist. I mean, part of God was in him. So whatever discovery he has by revelation is key for the church. And this is what he said. He said, I find more bitter than, is there something more bitter than death? I wasn't aware of that. I thought death was a final deal. But the Bible said there's something worse than death. He said, I find something worse than death, more bitter than death. The woman, everybody say the woman, whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Hallelujah. And whoso pleased God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. This dude was able to discover this. And he found this out both by experience, of course, amen, and by revelation, amen. It doesn't seem to have done him much good. Because indeed, his wives messed him up. You all read that in the Bible, right? They moved him to serve other gods. Hallelujah. I want to tell you a word tonight. That many people are caught in the nets and the traps and the snares of this evil woman. And there are things that she does that today we will expose. I said, Father, okay, fine. You want me to deliver this way. How do we dismantle this particular personality? It says by exposure. Everybody say exposure. Exposure is how you tear down this demonic personality. Amen. Let's go to Nahum. Today we are traveling to places we haven't been to before. Isn't it good to go to places you've never been to before? At times, you remember when I first went to New York, I went to Times Square. Amen. It was beautiful. But how many of you know that when you drive past Manhattan and New York and you begin to drive a little bit further away, you don't get too impressed. In fact, it's very, very normal. You begin to realize that, is this New York? Huh? Today we are traveling to somewhere else. We are going to Nahum. Shout Nahum. You know Nahum is in your Bible? He is there. Hallelujah. Nahum chapter 3. Amen. Bible says, woe to the bloody cities full of lies and what robbery. The prey departed not. The Bible says this man, her heart is full of what? Snares. Her hand is like band, you know, like an arm lock. Amen. Like a handcuff. Are you in this world today? Today God will free you from that arm lock. It says if you please him, you will escape it. It's only the sinner who remains in her grips. Amen. Now this woman is also a man. Amen. Whoever carries that same characteristic. Amen. All right, let's continue. The Bible says the prey departed, but today the lawful captive shall be delivered. Amen. Let's move on. The noise of a whip, the noise of the rattling of wheels, and the prancing of horses, and jumping chariots. The horseman lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain. These demonic people, they move very early in the morning. And they have what we call instruments of death or instruments of destruction. Amen. And depending on the level of their demonic wickedness, with this instrument, they can go to a junction and just shake it like that. And there will be a major accident. Many of the aircrafts that have crashed were caused by this person. Just shaking it like that. Just shaking it like that. Boom, people die. Today, we are arresting that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Many of the senseless killings that goes on all over the world is caused by this evil personality. And if we can stop it, have you realized, do you remember when was the last time we talked about the shooting death? Remember that we prayed against the shooting death? Has there been any shooting death? You can pray and things will stop. It just came to me right now. We prayed. We stood there and said that thing must stop. Enough of the senseless shootings. Every day, every week, somebody was being killed, right? God has stopped it because the church prayed. When the church prays, something will happen. And today, as we pray and as we lift up our hands, this demonic personality will cease. Amen. There are junctions in every world, every city where people are known to die there. And it is because of this person. Amen. Bible says the bright sword and the glittering spear and a multitude of slain, a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. Amen. Every such glittering spear, I break it into pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, verse 4, I want us all to read verse 4. Why is this demonic thing happening? Why are many people dying at one time? Why are there these demonic crashes and shooting deaths? What's happening? Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot and the mistress of witchcraft, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families. Did you read this with me? Tell the Bible, tell the person sitting by you, this is in the Bible. This is scripture. This is Bible. Hallelujah. Is this Bible? Then let's read it again. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot and the mistress of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. Whenever immorality rises up, you can be sure that witchcraft is behind it. Amen. Many of the seasoned prostitutes have had to acquire witchcraft so that they don't die in the pursuance of their occupation. Are you aware? It is used to attract and to charm. Hallelujah. Witchcraft is just using demonic means to achieve Satan's agenda, which is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Why are we talking about this? We are in the church of Thyatira, where God said that woman who calls herself a prophetess, that woman called Jezebel, right? Bible says, you've allowed her to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat food offered to idols. And the Bible says that this woman, if you go to Revelation 17, is actually ruling over all the kings of this world. Are you hearing this word? Hallelujah. Many of these personalities are real. Mystery Babylon, many people say it is the Catholic Church. I beg to differ. Amen. It's more than that. Hallelujah. Shout amen. This is a person. Say it is a person. One day we'll talk about Mystery Babylon in particular. Amen. But one day God showed me this woman in a dream. This woman is very fat, very big, very, you know, I don't know if you go to certain places where I come from, there's some, a place called Makola, and there are people who sell tomatoes, and they are bigger than the tomatoes. No offense meant. Amen. They are very big and large. That was how I saw this one. Very big and large. Very big. And the face, her face was so wicked. I mean, she had this look like I can do whatever I want to do and I don't care. That was the look on her face. And in the dream, she had young girls. Pretty, very beautiful girls. Amen. Very cute. Following her in two lines. Like one line like this, one line like that. And she was walking down like a hotel. You know, like the hotel, the veranda. And she would say, one goes here, the one goes here, the one goes here, the one goes there. And I found myself dealing with that woman, fighting against her. Hallelujah. So when I came out of that dream, I was like, God, what in the world is this? Around that time, we're dealing with the false church or Mystery Babylon. Amen. And since then, I've been searching what others have had to say about this woman. And come to find out, many people have had this same revelation. There's a man of God right here in Durham who told me about the dream that he had about the same woman who was releasing these young girls to pastors over this land. That is why you see many men of God falling. A powerful man of God. And they do something stupid because of what this woman is doing. Many pastors have been destroyed. Amen. Because of what this woman is doing. Because these women attach themselves to men of importance and women of importance and destroy them. Amen. Hallelujah. Haven't you heard of these instances? Look at what is happening at in the Catholic Church right now. It is a judgment. God is sifting the church. Amen. Because when God begins to move, I told you in this church that God was going to judge the church. I believe you're here when I said that. And when God begins to judge, things that are hidden will come out. Amen. That's why the butler removed him, just released information. And the Pope saw this information and said, I'm out. Hallelujah. I'm out. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is not the end. Many things is only the Catholic Church. Oh, no. It's in the charismatic church. It's everywhere dense. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, the eyes of God are moving to and fro. And as God moves through churches, he's beginning to shake. He's beginning to sift. And at the end of the day, what will remain is the kingdom of God. The things that will not be shaken is the kingdom of God. Ministries that are established on divine foundations are going to stand. There's a judgment that has been released. And I encourage every minister, every person, every child of God, listen to this word. Examine your life. Tell the person about you, examine your life. Anywhere in your life that you are not living right, begin to deal with it now. The Bible says, come out from among her and be ye separate so that you don't receive of her plagues. Amen. So this word is a warning. Amen. Check yourself out and make sure that you are right with God, because the judgment has begun. And when the judgment is over, the power of God will invade the church. When God judged Ananias and Sapphira, what happened? The power of God came into the church. The church is about to experience the power of God at a level she has never seen before. We are going to see the dead being raised. We are going to see, and we are seeing, the blind seeing. We are going to see the deaf hearing. We are going to see the lame walking. We are going to see legs growing out. We are going to see powerful things happen, because evil has come into this world. And the Bible says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. I want to announce to you that we are entering a dispensation of powerful miracles, signs, and wonders, because the Father himself is coming down. Amen. Because there is a cause. There is a cause. See, there is a cause. This woman, the Bible says, she sells nations. And she sells families. Many heirlooms of families have been sold. Are you aware that every family is designed by God to do something specific? Every family has a particular grace that only it can do. There are families where every one of them immediately go into politics. There are families where lawyers come from them. There are families that are good at fishing. Amen. There are families that are also good at stealing. Hallelujah. 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 But I'm telling you, God created the family unit for him to express himself. There are some families, they don't struggle to be rich. They kind of sleep in riches and walk in riches. They can lose $10 million and the very next they get $100 million. Hallelujah. Have you seen Donald Trump? How can he declare bankruptcy? And somebody else can declare bankruptcy. The guy can declare bankruptcy and the next day he's living large. Amen. Because it is in the genes. It's in the blood. Amen. Every family has a blessing. Say, my family has a blessing. And unfortunately, a lot of the blessings connected to your family has been sold over your head before you were born. But today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and with the wings of the morning, we fly out to the four ends of the heavens. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, and as an ambassador of the kingdom of God, I pursue, I overtake, and I recover all in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been stolen from your family, we retrieve it by fire. We retrieve it by the sword in the name of Jesus. Your glory is coming back. Your honor has come. Your riches is here. Your wealth has manifested in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your mandate, your family mandate has come out. You will accomplish, you will execute the will of God for your family. What God brought you here to do, you will accomplish it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever has been sold today, we redeem it by the precious blood of Jesus. That is why Jesus died to buy back. He died to buy back. He died back to redeem. He died back to ransom and to pay back that which was taken from you. Say, blood of Jesus, redeem me from the hand of the enemy. Blood of Jesus, deliver my family from every power of the occult. Oh, blood of Jesus, retrieve all my blessings. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you today, God is doing a mighty work in our midst. God is doing a mighty work in our midst. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been sold, we claim it back. The Bible says when the thief is caught, the thief has to pay back seven times and all the substance of his house or her house. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I decree a sevenfold retribution, a sevenfold restoration in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but the Lord Jesus has come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. God is doing that in our midst right now. Amen. God is bringing back by fire everything you lost. Some of you, your mind, your intelligence was sold for nothing. But today God is redeeming it. God is redeeming it. Some of you, you have not ever been able to achieve anything. You start things and you never end. God is bringing that back to you. God is bringing the anointing to complete your assigned tasks in Jesus' name. You will notice it when you leave this house. You put your mind to something, you will follow it through and execute it. I release that anointing of the workmanship in this house in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many are receiving this? There's something happening in this house. I feel it. I know that God is doing something. Hallelujah. How do we deal with this woman? Verse 5. What does verse 5 say? Hallelujah. Verse 5 gives us the way to deal with this woman. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. You can't be a friend with Jezebel. Bible says you have allowed her. That woman called Jezebel. You've allowed her. We are not going to allow her. Are you going to allow her? Say, in Jesus' name, I come against and I set myself against that mystery Babylon. Against the spirit of Jezebel, I arise against it. I set myself up against her. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I reject you, I renounce you, and I remove you out of my life. In Jesus' name. Many of you will stop having those dreams you have in the night. Hallelujah. Those who will now visit the men, it will stop. These prayers are going to break that power. See, I lose myself from the power of every spiritual satanic bride and husband in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Simple prayer, but it's going to do a lot in this house because the power of God is in this house. Bible says, I'm against you, saith the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face. I will show the nations thy nakedness and the kingdoms thy shame. Let's continue. There must be exposure. I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and set thee as a gazing stock. That is a clue. You don't hide what she's doing. You expose it. You expose it. Say, you expose it. You expose Do you want some more exposure? Let's go to Ezekiel 13. Hallelujah. As we are releasing this word, whatever has been stolen out of your life is coming back. When Philip stepped into Samaria, the Bible says those who are possessed with devils were loosed. Those who were lame, the spells on their legs were broken and they began to walk. Those who were paralyzed, they were prisoners in the pit. But Philip, with that word, pulled them out of that pit. And they rose out from their beds and began to walk. And the Bible says there was great joy in that city. There will be great joy in your life after today. The Bible says that the kingdom of God has three fruits: righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy comes when God blesses you. Joy comes when you're loosed from your bonds. It is happening tonight as we speak. Hallelujah. At times I'm caught in a time zone, whether it's tonight or morning, but pardon me. Hallelujah. Amen. We are in Ezekiel 13. Hallelujah. We are still exposing this work of witchcraft. Amen. And the verses I'm bringing out, I want you to meditate on it when you go home. Amen. Think on it. Amen. Ruminate on it. And that is how you receive your freedom. Don't let this be a word that I'm preaching. Let it become your word. I hope you are getting this. Bible says in verse 17, hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 13, verse 17. Bible says, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face. Say, I set my face against every Jezebel militating against my life. I set my face against every Jezebel fighting against the destiny of my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is pushing you further and further away from Jezebel. Amen. Are you hearing this word? Likewise, you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of thy people. Now, you know, again, we are talking about women today because we talked about men some days ago when we dealt with Balaam. Amen. Hallelujah. Both men and women do this. Women are called witches and men are called, now I mean those who are doing it, not all men. Amen. Men who are practicing the occult, amen, flying at night, doing stuff, doing Harry Potter stuff. I told you, Harry Potter is evil. Harry Potter is very bad. Back in the days, they would never allow for this to be seen on our TV stations. But now it is endemic. It's in all the libraries. I gave an express order in this house. And I didn't give it because I'm a tyrant or something. I do it because I care. And I'll say it again. Don't watch that film. Don't read those books. If your teacher gives you those books, tell them, madam or sir, please give me another book. We don't want you to be initiated into stuff. That is how Jezebel teaches the servants of God to commit fornication and to eat food sacrificed to idols. Jesus said that beware the leaven. Leaven is what? The yeast. What is yeast put in? Food. Amen. And Jesus said that is the teaching of the Pharisees. So teachings of this nature in the churches have to be identified as a work of what this woman is doing. Teachings that lead people away from God and seduce them into heresies. Those teachings are what we are dealing with today. Amen. Set thy face against the daughters of thy people which prophesy out of their own heart. And prophesy thou against them. Hallelujah. 18. And say, thus saith the Lord, woe to the woman that sow what? Pillows to all armholes. Does anybody have a New King James Version here? Amen. So pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature to do what? Hunt souls. Will he hunt? Who are they hunting? They are hunting the souls of God's people. The saints of God are under attack. Proverbs says that this woman tries to call those who walk right in their way. We are the target of this demonic person. But today God is losing you from that person. In the name of Jesus, will ye hunt the souls of my people and will ye save the souls alive that come to you? What is happening here? Demonic exchange. Brother, sister, it happens. Somebody is very sharp, very bright, doing very well in school. The very next semester, they are dull. The next semester, they can hardly get a C. When they get a C, it's like a big achievement. There has been a switch. At the same time, somebody who was very, very dull in the same class, in the same area, suddenly becomes bright, winning all the prizes and going for all the good stuff. What has happened? There has been an exchange. Today, we cripple that agenda of darkness. If at any time in your life that any part of your body was exchanged out, today, I release the angels of restoration to go into the land of the living and the land of the dead and to retrieve by fire that which belongs to you and release it back into your life. I decree judgment to those who cause this activity. In the name of Jesus, we tear off their amulets. We tear off their talismans. We tear off their occultic paraphernalia. We tear it off by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is saving our lives today. Some of you leave this house, you become so bright. You become so sharp. Hallelujah. You will go home and find things that you even hid from your own self. You remember things from a long time ago. You'll be able to figure things out so easily. Your mind is going to be sharp after this day. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is what this woman has been doing. Amen. Verse 19. Will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and pieces of bread? That's the price they sold your stuff for. To slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies. I know of somebody, very, very close person to me. Powerful, powerful man of God. In his village, there was a king over there. This is a true story. And this king lived to be more than, close to 100 or a little bit more than 100. Every now and then, this guy will get a very serious sickness. He's about to die. They all know he's going to die. Then suddenly, life comes back into him. And a young man dies at the same time. This demonic agenda went on and continued on. And one day he had a dream where he saw this same king coming towards him with his people, with knives. Amen. And they were shooting at him. Amen. And the more they shot at him, it didn't touch him because he was a child of God. And one of the people amongst those shooting said, hey, this guy is from that family. Sold out to God. We can't touch him. So when he woke up, he realized that, oh my goodness, I came on an attack. He took his Bible and he went into the gardens and he began to pray. He began to shoot. He began to shoot. He began to do what? Shoot. Hallelujah. I love good Christians. Loving Christians. Hallelujah. Are you aware that Ahab loved his enemy and died because of that? Don't love your enemies, though. Set your face against them. You can pray for them, but when you go to your prayer closet, deal with them proper. Are you hear what I'm saying? If they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. But when you go into your secret room, say, Father, you need to do something. That's what David used to do. I hope you're hearing this word. Somebody is hearing me. He prayed and prayed the whole day. When he went back home, the next day, the king was dead. It's a true story. The king was dead. Say, my soul will not be sold in Jesus' name. My life is not for sale. My family is not for sale. My intelligence is not for sale. I am bought by the precious blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I retrieve all my properties, all my intelligence from every demonic marketplace. I retrieve it in the name of Jesus. Are you here in this house? God is doing something in this house. At times when we preach, it's more like prayer because we are doing something. You know, the healing has already started. Hallelujah. Amen. To save the souls alive that should not live. There are some people, they are better dead. That's what God is saying here. But their lives are prolonged by a righteous person dying. And today, this word is to stop that process. Amen. As I was saying, I thought I was the only person who had had this revelation. Many others had had this revelation. Now, certain women of God like Mary Baxter and around three, they have seen the same thing. They say Mystery Babylon is a woman, a great woman, with kings all around her, catering to her every desire. Amen? So it's not the Roman Catholic Church. Amen? It is more than that. Amen? Of course, they have had some influences. Amen? There are some doctrines that came into that church after it was established, like the Immaculate Conception of Mary. That is a doctrine from the bottom of hell. That didn't come from God. There are many other doctrines in the Catholic Church that is dangerous. Amen. But I believe God that when they started out, that they wanted to do something good, right? Amen. But the enemy comes in to pollute and to pervert. And not just the Catholic Church, many other churches, the Unitarian churches, Universalist churches, many of them don't even acknowledge the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ anymore. Some of these churches allow people to do whatever they want to do and bless them for doing it. That is Jezebel at work. Amen. But today we expose that activity. And I'm praying for a revival to hit those churches so that they can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I know of a Catholic priest who knew me very well. And he came to me and said, Paul, do you know there's a revival in our house? I said, okay. And later on, I found out to be true. God can go anywhere. But we do have to expose. Many of those people need to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. May God do a work in the churches. May God sift the churches in Jesus' name. Even the charismatic churches, there's going to be an exposure. Within the next few weeks, there'll be more exposures. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because God has to remove the Ananiases and the Sapphiras so that the right things can be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you in this house? Hallelujah. Now we are going to deal with the characteristics of Mama Jezi. Amen. That is my name for this woman. Hallelujah. Jezebel means somebody who is not holy. It also means the wife of Baal or somebody connected to Baal. This woman was very evil. And she is a personification of what we call Mystery Babylon. What the Bible calls Mystery Babylon when you go to Revelation 17 and chapter 18. Amen. And I received this revelation when I was thinking on it. It just came and I wrote it down very, very quickly. So this is not just something that I read. This is revelation. Amen. Based on the word of God. The first thing that this woman does is what we call fear. Everybody say fear. Let's look at 1 Kings 19 verse 2. Jezebel is always trying to cause you to be afraid. Trying to provoke you to be afraid. Amen. Fear is never of God. When the angel came to Zechariah, says, don't fear. When the angel came to Mary, said, don't fear. When Jesus came to the disciples, said, don't fear. Because fear can undermine revelations. Amen. Fear is faith in Satan. And fear has torment. That's what the Bible says. But perfect love casted out fear. Today, I crippled that spirit of fear. Every spirit of fear. Do you know that many sicknesses are caused by fear? But those diseases caused by fear today, I cripple it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah and said, so let the gods do to me. And more so, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow, by this time. Let's read on. Let's see how Elijah reacted. When he saw that, what did he see? He arose. This powerful man began to run. Came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Let's move on. Verse 4. But he himself went a ways journey into the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper. Don't go under juniper trees. Hallelujah. They are dangerous trees. In fact, they are used for demonic arrows. We won't go into that today. And he requested for himself that he might. All Jezebel said is, if you are here tomorrow, I'll kill you. And I'm expecting this mighty man of God who can call down fire that consumes people, who can do so many powerful things, who can bring the dead from the dead. Somebody is dead, he brings him back to life. A guy who can multiply bread for many months. And this guy began to run away. Why? Fear it has torment. I believe it's 1 John 4 something. Or 8, I think 7 or 8. Fear hath torment. This dude ran away. See a big man? That day he regained his running abilities. We know that Elijah can run. He outran the chariot of brother Ahab. But this one, it was fleshly running. There was no anointing here. Hallelujah. He ran on his own. The guy was running. Hallelujah. Jezebel can threaten you. She said, if I see you this time, tomorrow, I'll kill you. Then my thing is this. Okay. If this one really wants to kill him, why didn't she kill him? Why do you send a messenger to tell if I see you tomorrow, I'll kill you? Why don't you kill me today? Why can't you kill me today? Hallelujah. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. There's an injunction on the kingdom of darkness not to touch you. If it's not your time, you won't die. Say, if it is not my time, I will not die. I will live. And I will declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. The Father is satisfying me with long life in Jesus' name. Jezebel knew more, but Jezebel knew what fear can do. She understood the power of intimidation. Amen. Hallelujah. Intimidation is part of warfare. Hallelujah. At times, you see North Korea will begin to pull out all their soldiers and have them parade, amen, in front of the leader of the nation. At times, Iran will shoot a rocket into the sky. Just let it go up and come down. Just for nothing. Just to intimidate. And when that happens, all the nations around them began to become afraid. What is happening? We need to fight against Iran. What are they doing? It's provocation. It's intimidation. The enemy at times will come into your dreams and frighten the heck out of you. You wake up in a cold sweat like, my God, I'm under attack. But my question is, why are you still living? Hallelujah. What is he trying to do? Inject fear into your life. Say, I will not succumb to fear. I will not succumb to any demonic summon. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this guy said, I want to die. You see what fear can do? Fear can lower you down to the lowest common denominator. I mean, you are so small you can't even recognize who you are. This great man says, I want to die. Why do you want to die? In fact, when God came to him, he says, Elijah, what are you doing here? Amen. It's like, what in the world? You're not supposed to be here at this time. He says, kill me. Don't let Jezebel kill me. You kill me. I'm like, if you really want to die, just stay there. Jezebel will take you out. He didn't want to die. He definitely didn't want to die. He was in a bad place. We call this depression. You see what fear had done to this guy? That is what lowers your guard. The enemy can't take you out. Because the Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? For the Bible says that any weapon fashioned against you shall not prosper. That's what the Bible says. For the Bible says you are established in righteousness, far from oppression. That is the word of God. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are safe. Say, I'm safe in the tower of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If God is for us, who can be against you? Amen. Nothing can come against you. Amen. That's what the Bible says. I'll build my church on this rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. But the enemy tries to come in through fear, showing you all kinds of images. And once fear comes into your life, your guard is lowered. And that is when he gives you the knockout punch. So the fear is the initial messenger of Jezebel. Something that will scare the heck out of you. And then you say, you know what? I want to die. I want to die. Then she say, okay, let me help you out. Boom. Don't allow fear to take your life. How do you overcome fear? Just read the word of God. Saturate yourself in what the Bible has to say about what God has to say about your life. And you become big in God when you do that. Amen. So first characteristic is fear and intimidation. Second characteristic is she's a woman of provocation. She provokes. Say she provokes. Hallelujah. This particular spirit, it will unsettle you into doing something that you should not do. Here you are, comfortable doing what you want to do. Amen. And then suddenly you feel provoked to do something you shouldn't do. And you end up doing something. And at the end of the day, you're like, why did I do that? Something provoked you. Amen. But let's read quickly. 1 Kings 21 verse 25. We're just looking at those seven characteristics. 1 Kings 21 verse 25. Don't allow yourself to be provoked. Many times the disciples will come to Jesus and begin to point out what somebody else is doing, but he refused to be provoked. At one time when Saul became king, his men came to him and said, what about those guys who didn't want you to be king? Let's do something about them. The Bible says Saul pretended as if he didn't hear them. At times you have to learn how to be silent. When provocation comes, don't respond to it. Amen. Some provocations can get you killed. Amen. That's how we got into Iraq in the first place. Let's go. Let's go. Let's show them. Look at where we are now. Amen. Are you here? But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Don't allow yourself to be stirred up. Amen. When you are stirred up, your friend will become your enemy, and your enemy will become your friend. The Bible says in 1 Kings 21 that there was a man called Naboth. Let's shout Naboth. Dude had a nice inheritance. Unfortunately, his land was bordering the land of Ahab. Bad location. Amen. Ahab sees the nice vineyard. It was a vineyard. Amen. Bringing forth nice fruits. Jezreel means a place that is fruitful. So I can imagine how nice his vineyard looked. Ahab goes to the guy and says, you know what? I want to take your vineyard. It's bothering mine. I just need to buy it from you. I will give you money. How much should I pay you for it? I want to. Then, you know, number one is like, what do you need this land for? Oh, I want to turn it into a garden of herbs. I want to plant basil and what other herbs do we have? Thyme, okay. Whatever. Amen. Parsley, hallelujah. I want to plant these things there. So you want to turn a vineyard into a garden of herbs. Naboth said, you know what, this land has been in my family for many generations. And I'm the owner of this now, and I'm passing on to my sons, and I can't give it to you. Ahab says, maybe you're not hearing me. I can give you more money. Well, how much money do you really need? There's nothing without a price. The man said, I'm not selling to you. The Bible says, Ahab went home very sad. And he was so sad that he wouldn't even eat. This, you see, Ahab is the classic example of those that the Jezebels are able to take over. You can't be weak-minded. Say, I refuse to be weak-minded. Oh God, art in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. When you're weak-willed, you are defenseless in the spiritual realm. You gotta be strong. If you are the kind of person that you feel the need to do what others are doing, you are weak-willed. If you're the kind of person who is easily persuaded to do stuff, you're weak-willed. Amen. I mean, when you're weak-willed, I can see it. Amen. My wife would tell you, this guy, you can't get him to do anything. Hallelujah. I love my wife. Amen. But I'm telling you, I don't move because of somebody else moving. People move with others. Let's all do this. Bible says, when they say, let us go and do this, don't follow them. You must be strong in your mind. If you are weak in your mind, you are easily going to be taken over. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalm 1, let's go to Psalm 1, verse 1. Quickly, please. I want the blessings of God in my life. Do you want the blessings of God in your life? I want to be blessed. Hallelujah. Well, God wants to bless you, but some associations can disqualify you for the blessings of God. Some alliances and friendships can disqualify you for what God wants to do in your life. Because when you move with somebody, what they have becomes yours, what you have becomes theirs. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the... Hallelujah. If somebody is ungodly in your life and he advises you, you are in serious trouble. You are actually dead in the spiritual realm. How can you take advice from somebody who doesn't believe in God or love God? You don't take your counsel from an ungodly person. Hallelujah. Let's shout a big amen. Oh. Hallelujah. All right. A man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Who do you work with? Who do you stand with? Who do you talk to? Nor seated in the council or in the seat of the... Some people laugh at pastors. They laugh at the church. They laugh at Christians. Hallelujah. But blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says don't sit with them. If such a person is there, move away from them. Hallelujah. Bible says you'll be blessed when you do that. If you hang around them and maybe you go and laugh at a pastor and his angel becomes mad. You know that Balaam tried to mess up Israel and an angel went against him. Hallelujah. Pastors have angels. Are you aware? They can come and mess you up. Are you hearing this word? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't be scornful of the things of God. I'll say this again. Don't be scornful of the things of God. The things of God are holy. Amen. But we are not perfect in the sense of having everything together. So at times we slip. Who has never slipped before? Who has never made a mistake before? I make mistakes. I mean, I'll be the first person to lift up my hand in this house. I won't lie to you. Amen. I make good mistakes, bad mistakes, serious mistakes, non-serious mistakes, every kind of mistake. But thank God I'm redeemed. So at times people can see when you've made a mistake and they'll make a judgment. Look at the Christians. Look at what they are doing. Not knowing that that morning you went to God and asked God for forgiveness. And as far as God is concerned, nothing doesn't exist anymore. And here you are, you have taken the seat of Satan, who is the accuser of the brethren, and you are now accusing the brethren. We need to watch this very carefully. Don't be weak-minded or weak-willed. Be strong-minded. A strong-minded person, is Proverbs 4 says that, ponder the path of your feet. Don't move to the left, don't move to the right of what God has told you to do. Amen? I refuse to be moved by what people say. The most strong-willed person is Jesus Christ. John 2. Let's go to verse 24. The strongest willed person was the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. What Elijah could not do, what Moses couldn't do, Jesus did it. He almost said, I don't want to do this, but he overcame that temptation. Amen. By praying. And at the end of the day, he says, Father, if I have to die to fulfill your purpose, let it be so. I willingly give up my life. He says, I have a commandment to lay down my life and to take it up. I'm the only person that can do that. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't need anybody to wake him up from the dead. Isn't this powerful? Because he is resurrection and he is the life. Let's read verse 23 before we come to verse 24. The enemy uses flattery to lower your guard. Say, the enemy uses flattery to lower your guard and to be able to take over your mind. Hallelujah. Flattery is a dangerous weapon of darkness. The enemy either takes you down or takes you up so that he can bring you down. And flattery is what he takes you up. Shh, before you're aware, boom, there's nothing underneath your feet. And a gravitational force will do the rest of the work. Don't allow the enemy to do that to you. Amen. Now, when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed. That means that there's a grace around these days. Amen. Anyway, and when they saw the miracles which he did, verse 24, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. Jesus was not deluded into thinking that today they love him so much they would continue loving him for all of eternity. He knew how fickle man is. That is why you don't subject yourself to other people's whims and caprices. You must be a man of your own will. Governed by the Lord Jesus Christ, led by the Holy Ghost, doing what God has told you to do. Are you hearing this word? May this be your portion. Amen. So she provokes, but when you are strong-willed and strong-minded, you will not yield to that provocation. Somebody came to Nehemiah and said, Nehemiah, I see some demons coming against you. Let's go into the church and let's hide ourselves. Their enemy is coming to kill you. Nehemiah said, Who do you think I am? Should a man like me go and hide? Later on, by investigation, he found out that those prophets were prophesying by false means. They were waiting for him in a church to kill him. Don't be provoked into doing something you shouldn't do. Amen. That is one thing that the enemy does. Amen. Number three, she is a murderer. She kills. Hallelujah. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. 1 Kings 18 verse 4. This woman killed all the prophets. Hallelujah. When she first came, she came as a nice woman, the wife of Brother Ahab. Amen. And then she found out where the Christians were and began to take them out one by one. Can we all read this? It came to pass. No, wait a minute. 1 Kings 18 verse 4. Verse 4. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophet of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. In those days, it was dangerous to be a prophet. Amen. And actually, it is still dangerous to be a prophet. Amen. Witches don't like prophets. Sorcerers don't like prophets. They hate anybody who can see and anybody who can hear in the spirit because they know they can be exposed. Amen. So many of them have made their home right where prophets are. And many prophets today will hardly expose their works because they are afraid of going to prison or going to, you know, jail. I know prophets who've been to prison because they exposed some people. Are you hear what I'm saying? I've gotten into trouble myself personally because of some things I've said. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is God good? But my thing is, would you rather that you know what you're dealing with, or rather that you don't? Amen. If there's something going on, I think it's best to know. How would you like to go? You are feeling something bad in your body. You go to a doctor. The doctor just say, okay, what is wrong with you? Looks at you, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, get this and go and drink this. You say, okay. He has prescribed the medicine for you, but you're not satisfied. Because you're not interested in just knowing or getting the medicine. But what caused this thing? What is this thing? So that I can keep myself away from that. Amen. And that is why the prophets are the eyes of the church. They are there to expose what is happening. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I have decided to tell you the truth and nothing but the truth, but the whole truth. Amen. Amen. If you are not spiritually mature, then I'll lower the medicine a little bit so that I don't destroy you in the process. And I pray for you in secret. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you hear what I'm saying. But brother, sister, exposure is the way out. Say, exposure is the way out. Hiding things is bad. Amen. Hallelujah. Whenever there's a bad smell in your house, what do the men do? They want to find out what is going on. Maybe there's something dead in your house lying down somewhere. Amen. Exposure is the key to destroying this person. And prophets come under such attack because they are a threat to the enemy. But praise be to God. The prophets who know what they are doing can also counteract what they are saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's important to see. It's important to hear. Because without that, many people will be dead. Many lives have been saved right here in this church because of exposure. Hallelujah. When we see something, we deal with it. We don't allow it to simmer and, you know, hang around and destroy people's lives. Because if we do that, we are allowing Jezebel. I hope you're understanding this. Hallelujah. See, I will not die on the operating table of Jezebel. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jezebel will not have your life. Jezebel will not take over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look how they were lowered to bread and water. This is prison. It's in prison that you get this kind of bad diet. Hallelujah. But look at what this woman had done. She had exterminated the prophets. But brother Elijah couldn't be exterminated. Amen. May God raise the prophetic into the level of Elijah and beyond. We need to get to that level. Because he killed 400 of the prophets of Baal. We need to be doing the killing, not them. Amen. In fact, if you go to Revelation 18, when she was judged. But let's go there. This is not part of what I'm going to deal with, but let's go there quickly. Revelation 18. Are you being blessed today? Hallelujah. Revelation 18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Revelations chapter 17. Now let's go to chapter 17, verse 5 and 6. Are you here in this house? Bible says, upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. How did Jehu call Jezebel? The mistress of harlotries and witchcraft. This is the human person, a prototype of this demonic person. Are you hearing this? Bible says, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with whose blood? Now, is that Old Testament or New Testament? At times I wonder. It's New Testament. Oh, it is New Testament. Okay. What does the Bible say? Drunk with the blood of who? The children of God. The Christians. Only the saints. And the martyrs of Jesus. Those who died for Jesus. When I saw her, I was like, wow. Who is this person? Let's go to chapter 18, verse 20. The Bible says, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Verse 24. In fact, let's read verse 23 and verse 24. This is a judgment, amen. Are you in this house? And the light of the candle, we will not go there today, amen. Say, every demonic candle in my life, I put you out in the name of the Lord Jesus. The light of the candle shall shine no more in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom. You see, there are churches where they love candles. I wish I could go into that today, but I'm not being led to do that today. But anyway, be very careful of those places. Amen. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more in thee. And thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorcery is another word for witchcraft. Amen. By thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Verse 24. In her was found the blood of who? The blood of who? Oh, Jezebel eats our prophets. There are many types of witches. Amen. But the witches at this level are the highest level. These ones have the seat of Satan. The devil has actually given them, delegated an apostolic demonic power to them. Amen. So to deal with them, you got to move to that level too. Hallelujah. To deal with them. Hallelujah. No Jezebel will take your life. We will take her life. Because the anointing of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, is in this house to destroy that work in Jesus' name. In her was found the blood of prophets and what? Saints and all that were slain upon the earth. I think you are convinced today that this person is very dangerous. She likes false witness. Back to the story. Naboth. He said, I won't give you this, but I will not give this land to you. I'm sorry. The king goes back home. He's very sad. He won't eat. He won't eat. His wife, Jezebel, is concerned. Don't you love Jezebel is very caring. Amen. She comes like, oh, why are you so sad? He says, because this Naboth guy won't give me his land. I told him, I'm king. Give me your land. He said, I won't give you the land. I said, I'll pay money for it. He says, I won't give it to you. I mean, Ahab is crying. Jezebel is like, are you not the king of Israel? What's your problem? Jezebels are not weak-willed, though. They are strong-willed. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, she said, go and eat and be merry. I'll take care of everything. This thing is not a problem. What is his name again? Naboth? Oh, okay. Just don't worry about it. I got it. Bible says Ahab goes, eats, has fun, sleeps. And then Jezebel goes and pulls a seal off the finger of Ahab. Amen. Covers him up, hallelujah. And goes to the office of King Ahab. Takes his seal, takes some papers, and writes a letter to the leaders of that city of Jezreel. And say, Naboth, this is what you're going to do to him. I want you two guys to have a big feast. A day of fasting and end it with a feast. And put Naboth at the head of everybody. And whilst the feast is going on, get two wicked men to rise up and say that this man has blasphemed God and the king, and then stone him to death. When the letter gets to the leaders of that city, they say, hey, this must be Jezebel. Isn't it Jezebel who killed the prophet? Let's go ahead and, if one man has to kill for all of us, let's go kill him so that we all can leave. That woman was a terror. They killed Naboth. And according to the prophet, if you keep on reading, they killed also his sons so that nobody will rise up to inherit that land. She is a murderer. I can assure you, amen, that witches have killed a lot of people. Many have been killed by witchcraft. It's not a joke. There is a faction in the church that believes that we should love on them. Amen. They believe that we should try to save them. And I believe we should try to save them. God says, I give her time to repent. But she did not. That is why we pray that those who haven't repented and are obstinate, God should take care of them. Amen. I am of the persuasion that you have to execute the judgment of God. Jehu was divinely commissioned to destroy the race of Ahab and kill Jezebel. What are you going to do with a divine commission? Are you going to be like Paul? There was a witch that he dealt with called Elamias. Have you read about that Elamias guy? That guy had messed up the whole state. Taking the governor, taking his mind. What are you going to do about the witch that was beside this great man, Sergius Paulus? Oh, let's love Elamias the prophet. Elamias, God loves you. I bless you. You are a wonderful prophet. You are a good man. Amen. When I shake the Nazi media, which is, they are good people. Please. You guys think too fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. These are great people. Amen. But let me say this. Oh, we love you. God loves you. We will overcome them with good. You don't know how to interpret the Bible. That's why you say that. Paul said, "Oh, thou perverter of the right ways of God, will you not cease to pervert the ways of God? You are going to become blind for a season." Boom, the guy became blind like that. "Hey, Paul, what are you doing? Are you not supposed to love your enemies?" Yes, Paul took out that person big time. Hallelujah. Ananias and Sapphira. Oh, that is just a lie. Who hasn't lied before? Let them continue to lie. They have given us a lot of money anyway. I mean, if they couldn't give us the 1 million, but they gave us 500,000. 500,000 is not bad. Peter said, "Die." Wow, Peter, what are you doing? After they died, the church grew. Hallelujah. I think that if God apparently, you know, didn't talk about more about these two guys, but a lot of things was going there. Some of you are hearing what I'm saying. I believe some of you are hearing what I'm saying. I want to provoke you to action. Amen. So she is what? A murderer, and she gives false witness. Say any character assassination that has attacked my integrity and my reputation. I overcome that accusation by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you right now, guys. Those who have cases pending, those who have people who have leveled accusations against you where you knew you were right. Amen. I command those cases to lose their power. I command those accusations to fall to the ground. There are some people here, yes, you have been accused in the court of man's opinion. And because of that, certain doors have been closed in your face. But today, I command those accusations to fall to the ground. And I command your name to be cleared. And I command your reputation to come back up in Jesus' name. Every false accusation that came against you, I overcome it by the blood of Jesus. Within the next few days, there will be divine retribution in your life. Your name will be cleared. Ananias and Sapphira died in the church. Hallelujah. Today we'll put Peter in prison. Hallelujah. Number five, she's whoredoms. Everybody say whoredoms. Whoredoms is a nice word for immorality. Amen. She uses immorality to achieve her aim. Amen. And we talked about that last week. Those of us who are here, you cannot remember that, right? Whoredoms is the classic way by which this enemy achieves her aims. Don't allow yourself to fall by that prey. Amen. Don't allow yourself to be taken by that. The enemy is out on the prowl. Amen. To take out, especially the young men. Hallelujah. And the young women. Be strong. Hallelujah. There was a news that I saw just recently. There was a girl who was a 24-year-old virgin. And she says, "Boy, it is so hard. Keeping my virginity is so hard." I'm like, if it is so hard, then you're going to fall very, very soon. It should be a joy for you to preserve yourself for the kingdom of kings. Amen. Don't you want to be chased for the kingdom of kings and the Lord of lords? Shouldn't it be a joy to serve God with your life? It should be a joy for you, right? Why is this such a chore? You are putting yourself in the places where you shouldn't be. That's why it is so hard. But if you'll be in church, you'll be doing the things of God. You have time for that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I hear in this word, whoredoms is the key to stealing the lives of many people. Proverbs chapter 5. Let's go there quickly. Are you learning something today? Today we are exposing her activity so that you can be free from her works. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 5. I'll read just a few words. Amen. Verse 3. "For the lips of a strange woman drop as an..." You see the flattery? Amen. Amen. Wives, I'm telling you a secret. Flatter your husbands all the time. Hallelujah. This is a divine secret. "My husband, you are strong. I like the way you took care of that situation for me. My husband, I like your nose. I like the way it is shaped. We had a good time last night. You were very good." Hallelujah. I'm telling you, don't let the strange woman flatter your man. Oh. You must flatter your man, so that he will not fall under somebody else's flattery. Because the strange man will say what you won't say. The strange man will say what you won't say. So I'm encouraging you to say that, so that when she says, "Oh, I've already heard that." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her mouth drops like honeycomb. And a mouth is smoother than oil. I told you one day when I was working, there was this fair lady. Amen. And she began to come close to me. You know what I mean? And she would come close to my desk. And she would stand behind me now as I'm typing. She would stand behind me. Say, my goodness, I like the way you are tall. It's so nice. She would say this. That's all she would say. And she would go. Now, young man, that thing will get into your head, right? But thanks be to God. In those days, I was hot. Hallelujah. You see, when you are hot, those flies can't land on you. I said, this woman is dangerous. Amen. But those words are dangerous. A man just has an ego. That's all. A man has ego. Are you aware? In fact, if a man doesn't have ego, that is no good. Because that man will amount to nothing. A man should have a little bit of ambition. Otherwise, you will not do anything in life. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The men of this church, you are going somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. God is pushing you forward in Jesus' name. Amen. One day, this woman convinced me to go with her so that we go and buy some food to eat. On the way, she said, why should we go to the restaurant and eat? Let me cook for you. So we went, bought some stuff. I wasn't even aware. I was like, I didn't even know what was happening. I don't know whether I was under a spell or whatever it was. We went home. My apartment. Now, I'm a Christian. Now, imagine somebody else looking at me and say, we said, look at him. Look at him taking that girl. What are they going to do there? We know what will happen. Bada bim, bada bam, bada boom. We know what will happen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just went with her into the room and she began to cook. In a short time, there was a powerful meal on the table. That woman, honestly, Jezebels know how to cook. I'll be honest with you. They are really good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, after that meal, I was sleepy. Suddenly, I was drowsy. I just went straight to the bed. I went to my couch and I sat there and I was about to just doze off. And then a voice came to me. Get up! Praise God for that voice. Praise God for that voice. I got up. I said, let's go. Hallelujah. And then we got out of the apartment. That woman has lay. The next time when she came, I gave her many, many verses. Every time I bombarded her with verses, she left me alone. Hallelujah. Otherwise, today I will not be standing here. That woman would have taken me out. She had me at the brink of danger. But God saved me. May God save you too. May God save you. Amen. The enemy comes against you when you're about to start your life to put a black mark on you so that later on when you're about to explode, that black mark will begin to speak against your life. But thanks be to God that every such mark on your life is erased by the blood of Jesus. Even if you succumb, I command the blood of Jesus to wash you, to cleanse you, and purify you. Samson came back after he fell and did double what he ever did. Amen. 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 Wardoms is her way. We don't have time to go into that. We dealt with that last week. Number six, witchcraft. Everybody say witchcraft. She practices witchcraft. That means she uses demonic means to achieve her aim in life. They can charm you. Hallelujah. Amen. They can bewitch your mind and make you do things you wouldn't want to do. Sergius Paulus was a powerful man, a governor, but yet he will not give his mind to Paul. Until Paul judged Elamias, and then the man began to listen to Paul. What happened? That bewitchment was broken. In the city of Samaria, the Bible says that Simon had bewitched the entire city. To bewitch means to put somebody out of his right mind. That means the person is like a yo-yo, and you are the guy using like a puppet. Jump, and then you jump. Go, and then you go. Hallelujah. Say, today, I command the fire of God to burn every bewitchment from my mind, from my body, in Jesus' name. I will not respond to any witchcraft summon in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. She uses pots a lot. Pots are her major, major ways of doing things. And the Bible has a lot to talk about pots. But today with the iron scepter, I smash every pot harassing your destiny. With the iron rod of the living God, any pot calling out your name for disaster, I break it into pieces. In the name of Jesus, I loose you from every demonic pot. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we go to Micah very quickly? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The enemy will not eat you up today. No. It won't happen. Micah chapter 3. Amen. Those pots today, I smash them in pieces. Amen. Say in Jesus' name. Amen. Any pot around my neck, amen, be shattered into pieces. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Say, I loose myself from every cauldron. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Every cauldron in my father's house, every cauldron in my mother's house, be broken into irreparable pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose myself by the blood of Jesus from every pot of darkness, in the name of Jesus. What does she do with this pot? Micah 3 verse 1 says, here I pray you, O heads of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Are we not doing eternal judgment? All we are doing here is judgment. Hallelujah. Who hates the good and love evil? What do? They pluck off the skin of them and their flesh from off their bones. This is a demonic diet. Hallelujah. Who eats, verse 3. Can we all read this? Verse 3. Who eats? Whose people? Whose people? Who is the one speaking? These are God's people under attack. And flay their skin from off them. They break their bones. Chop them as pieces. As for what? The pot. And as flesh within. Say, every demonic cauldron in my life, I smash you in the name of Jesus. Those who come to eat up my flesh, I command you to stumble. I command you to fall in the name of Jesus. Those who are the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood in my life, I command you in the name of Jesus, eat your own flesh, drink your own blood as with sweet wine in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Makaborombo rebakada meke bakore bakana moko rombo remeya. Today I deliver you in the name of Jesus from the power of the pot. The last step we will end right now is initiation. Everybody shout initiation. Revelation says that you teach my servants to commit, amen, and to seduce. Amen. She's a teacher. She teaches people how to make charms, how to make incantations. They're always breeding the next level. Amen. I was praying for a woman somewhere. And as I was praying for her, I had a revelation that at the age of 5, she was taken to some water and dedicated. I forgot about it. This woman called me some time ago and said, my sister, who I never knew for a long time, went to another pastor, and the pastor said, your sister was taken to a river and was dedicated at a young age. I said, praise God. God is a revealer. Many people were initiated against their own will. Many people, before they die with that demonic thing in their life, have to give it up or they can't die. Amen. At times it's put in food. Amen. And those who are strong in their spirit, they reject it. And they come under serious attack because they have rejected it. At times they become sickly because they are rejecting what is being offered them. But today you are going to be more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, any demonic diet that you have ever eaten, I command the blood of Jesus to purge that diet out of your system in the mighty name of Jesus. And don't preach what I don't experience. I do not preach what I don't live. I'm telling you the truth. I began to pray these prayers myself. Amen. I began to pray these prayers like crazy. Hallelujah. One day I dreamt and I was pulling something out of my mouth. I wanted to speak and something was stuck in my throat. And I began to pull it out and it kept on coming and coming. When it left, my mouth was free. I'm telling you, many people have eaten things and there are satanic deposits in people's lives from generations, from the womb up to this day. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, I release the blood of Jesus into your intestines, into your colon, and to begin to cleanse, purge, sanctify your digestive system, and remove every demonic contamination from your life. Say in Jesus' name, any food I have eaten from the womb to this day that was supplied by an evil caterer, today I reject it. By the blood of Jesus, I purge it out of my life. I want you to be on your feet. Say in Jesus' name, any demonic implantation in my life today by fire and by the blood, I purge it. Oh, blood of Jesus, flush every demonic diet out of my body in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you are doing in this house. Thank you that bewitchment is being shattered. Hallelujah. Thank you. People who have had their organs eaten up, today they are going to receive a creative miracle. I thank you, Father, that even minds that have been messed up are being loose this morning. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. I bless your name, Father, for what you are doing in this house. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. The fire of God is in this house. I release the fire to burn the amulets, the pillows, the kerchiefs that were put on your head to slay you. I command the fire of God to consume it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, say every veil on my mind, catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray, begin to pray at this hour. Father, release your fire in this house to burn up every such impediment of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Makamba Romo Nebadeka Demek. Eh Kaboko Romo Romo. Madaka Dokore Meneka. Madoko Rebe Demek. Meneka Doko Rembe. Meka Boko Romo Rebaka. Eh Kebe Mekeba Koromo Reme. Madaka de Madoko. Fire, fire, fire. Fire.